Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Another interesting thing about this book is it was written really over 20 years. One step of John's life evoked a writing. He put it down. One day, as he just kept these as blogs, as posts, one day it appeared that the book was written.
Yeah, this is exactly
what it is. And I love that because I have written mine actually in retrospect rather than the way you've done it, just living every day in the dilemmas and all the experiences, and so that gives it such freshness. I want to know how many pages you ended up with.
It's 248 pages.
248?
Yeah, 248. There's a couple blank pages in the back, so you have to do in denominations of certain amounts for the printer.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that the final number is 248. That includes, a couple of pages of ads and a couple of blank pages and the table of contents and everything like that. It includes everything, but...
That's a rich book.
It's a rich book.
That's a lot of pages.
Yeah, it is. And you're right. It was. It was written in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The reflection came after when I was going through and compiling it. Mm-hmm. Then I filled in different things. But it was literally... The book is literally me walking hand in hand with God through my life. It was
past, present.
Absolutely. It was him walking me through the situation. I wasn't reflecting back on it. It was literally in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a good way to, that's an encouragement to others. Keep a journal.
Uh-huh.
And one day it might turn into a fabulous book.
Well, you know, we are currently working on The Great Exchange, and I would love it to be done by the end of the year. We're at the very last parts of it. COVID has messed up the printing industry, and they're printing everything from spring to fall all right now because they had 3 months that nobody printed. So there may be a delay in that. This book would be done if it wasn't for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But now the Great Exchange is the next one, and literally, I mean, it's right there. I've finished it. We're going through the proofing, and then I'm passing it off to someone to format it and get it ready for the printer. So and we're going away actually this coming up weekend. And I'm going to literally go through and read it and just word for word, literally read the entire thing and just make sure. And that's quite a bit bigger.
Is it really? Wow.
The Great Exchange is epic.
Wow. I'm thinking of also that we had a lady who we don't know bring us a word about the publishing of it.
She did.
And we felt she was right, mm-hmm, what she said.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very interesting that people have been kind enough to sustain us and be aware,
mm-hmm,
of what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that.
She called out of the blue. We didn't know her. And she called with a confirmation of what the Lord was showing us to do is not publish it with a publishing house, but to publish it in God's choice, which it ended up being us self-publishing it, which... You know, there's limitations to that, but there's also going to be a lot. I think it's going to it's going to do exactly what she said it was going to do, which is be presented by him with his value and his worth and value of it, because it's not diluted. And so both of these books, they're both coming out, and they're both going to be... The writing of both of them are exactly the same. It was literally God hand-walking me through life. And now The Great Exchange has more personal stories, a lot more personal stories, because it's a concept. The Christ in You, the Hope of Glory, is such a ethereal and heavenly concept. I mean, it's beyond. You can't get it in the flesh. It doesn't make sense. Or if you do get it in the flesh, you're just rationalizing stuff out. And we've seen people do that. We've seen them try to live it, and you can't do that. But that one I take, and I literally, I show you exactly how he was Christ in me, the hope of glory, how it was not I but Christ, and how that looked on both ends, going into it and coming out of it, and every experience. There was a lot of real fun stories in there, and there's painful stories in there, because both of these deal with God is God. Both of them deal with God is God.
And I'm almost finished with the second booklet to The Joy Unequaled of Being Nothing.
I can't tell you how much many have gone out. I've had people that got copies of them, and then they would call and order 100. And they would just say, oh my gosh, I have to give this out to everybody. It is an amazing, amazing, amazing booklet. And all these things, all these messages are tied totally together. You know, you can't have sovereignty. You can't have the great exchange unless you have sovereignty down pat. It's just not going to happen. They paired together. If your God isn't sovereign, there's no way you're going to trust him to be your life. Mm-hmm. And if he's not sovereign, you're not going to accept his life. You know, if you think that he's not sovereign, why would you ever give him free rein in your life? And then the joy unequal to being nothing, it's connected to that. It's part of the exchange life.
Mm-hmm. And the next one's either going to be the joy of fullness. Mm. Or the joy of emptiness, depending on which how the Lord leads.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. If you look at everything that you've published, we knew that that everything was written in an order. Okay, so you did All and Only first, and that was God's sovereignty over biblical characters, and you did it in the most beautiful, poetic prose way. It's not poetry, but it's done in an amazingly beautiful way that you have to flesh out. It's the bare bones, and you have to flesh it out with your own life, which is precisely what needs to happen with that message. And then from the All and Only, you brought in adoration, because if you don't have the sovereignty thing down, you can't hit the love. You can't have the adoration. You can have false adoration. You can have false worship. But really, unless God is God, you can't. God is who he is. And if you don't love him how he is, you don't really love him. Okay? And then you come in with Chariot of Fire, which you say, okay, you know, you're being prepared for this. And then this is what's coming against you. And then you did the Altogether Forgiven, the Mystery of Discipleship, and then you're coming up with the Bride. They're all connected. It's a pattern, and even all the booklets, how they were laid out. It's a forward moving progression.
Sequence.
It's a sequence, absolutely. If you get the one, then you go to the next one. Not that they're not standalone. But the messages are complementary and link like a chain, or a ladder, whatever visual you want, and I think that's what's happening with mine as well. It's interesting. We both started the very first book we both did is about sovereignty, because everything else is built on that. If your God is not sovereign, you do not go forward.
Mm-hmm. I never thought of it that way, John. But one of the first dynamic message of the Lord to me was about sovereignty in my 20s, early. And All and Only took me 10 years of living to before I published it.
Yeah. You wrote Adoration a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
But All and Only literally was a process.
Mm-hmm.
So you wrote it very similar to how I did. It was mm-hmm. yeah.
Living experience.
Mm-hmm. In the moment you write it.
Light of the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
By the unction of the Spirit.
Right.
So, I like the fun that you're putting into it. And in the book, there's irony and laughter.
Yeah.
And joy.
The great
and
big
wonder.
The great big woolly booger. And there's stories in there that are absolutely hysterically funny and precious. In the original version, I laid out at the very beginning in the intro, I laid out all these questions. And she really, really wisely said that I need to make each of these questions as a lead-in to the sections, the different sections. I thought that was really good. I thought it was really good. And the section titles are Experience the Sovereign Touch, Where Was God in the Pain of My Story, What Happens If I Resist God's Sovereignty, Is This for God's Good or Mine Too? Is Sovereignty All About Control? What About Corrupt Authorities and Government? Can I Trust a Sovereign God? How Is God Sovereign Over This World? Receiving the Sovereign Touch and Knowing God as Sovereign Lord. And I take you from the beginning all the way out and bring you right back in and show you where it's all going. Why in the world would I want to accept over the pains in my life and the struggles in my life? Why would I want to accept His sovereignty over it all? And I show you exactly why you would want to do that. What the divine purpose of it all is and what the reward is. And when you get through the whole thing and you've seen it and you go, oh, well, the trade-off is, okay, that's awesome. So, well, this month's message of the month in November is actually going to be about sovereignty. And you're going to, kind of launch off. The sovereignty is such a subject that, I will probably always be writing about it for the rest of my life. And, you're doing this in November. Your message of the month is touching on an aspect of sovereignty that is pretty phenomenal. When you were telling me this morning, we thought we were going to actually go and do it on the podcast, and then you realized that you were going to go ahead and do it as the message of the month. So I'll be taping that this week as well and getting that out the first week of November. And so we're looking forward to that. But if this podcast has piqued your interest for the book, I recommend you going and getting the free shipping. That would be a nice bonus there. And that will be coming to you this day that we get them. We will be shipping them out. And so I'm looking forward to having that happen. And getting those all out to y'all. And like I said, there's been a whole mess of pre-orders. And so we'll get those out to you. And you can experience your own sovereign touch.
I think when the book arrives, all published and beautiful, we'll have a celebration of Thanksgiving. That it's going out now. That it's here, that God gave it, and people are going to have it, and that's going to be our celebration of Him.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.